This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is a new administration attacks Second Amendment. We all knew this was coming. And this all coming from a man that is guilty of treason. And so what do you expect from an administration like that? You reap what you sow, and what you allow them to sow, friends, you're going to reap. You can rest assured. But go ahead and put that up against Galatians 6, 7. Real quick, I wanted to let you know. So we recently, sonsoflibertymedia.com, won the Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit Truth in Journalism Award. In the face of all the censorship going on here. You ever heard of the Kendricks brothers? Well, one of the brothers oversees the whole operation in Texas, and I was invited to come out. Well, it was supposed to be a couple months ago, then it got canceled, and then when we were in Tennessee, we found out we had to go over to Texas, and it's like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. We just got back from a 2,800-mile drive, 13 miles short thereof. And I said to my wife, I said, well, listen, why don't we go ahead and try a different airlines? Because we have already been kicked off of Delta for not complying with their requirements. Notice the wordplay, okay? There's no constitutional authority for them to mandate anybody wear a mask. And so what we did is we said no to Delta, and we thought, well, we'll give it a shake at American Airlines. So we got some really cheap tickets to fly into Texas. So me and my son get up at 3:45 this morning, drive all the way down to the Minneapolis airport. Everything's fine. No mask, friends. Keep that in mind. Everything's fine. We go through TSA. We get a cup of coffee. We go to our gate and about ready to sit down. And all of a sudden, one of the counter workers comes over and says, today's the first date that the federal government's now coming in and mandating masks. And I told you this was going to happen. Folks, it always starts out with a voluntary basis. And then if you give them a little time, you'll see that they mean to enforce it through authoritarian means. It's exactly what they're doing. And so she gives me a mask and my son a mask. And me and my son look at each other, and it's like, this just isn't going to fly. And no pun intended, of course. But what was interesting about it, friends, is the fact that while we were sitting there, we had about 15 minutes before we were going to jump on the plane. And all of a sudden, we heard the lady behind the counter say, in accordance with federal law. Okay? Federal law. Folks, I'm raising my hand. I'm trying to get your attention. There is no law. Okay? Just for the record, there is no law. But they said if you don't comply with wearing a mask on American Airlines, you can be, this is what they said, criminally charged. Do you see where this is going, America? You see what happens when you allow a little tyranny to put its foot in the door through Hegelian dialectic? You know, this is what's going on with Anthony Fauci now, the new push for, you know, two masks and three masks and four masks. That's all aimed at the guy that doesn't wear a mask. Because at least if I'm wearing one mask, everybody should be, well, they should be appeased, right? Everybody should be satisfied because I'm pretending along with them. You know, one of the things my son noticed was when we were at the airport this morning, friends, is every single one of the people working behind the counter had a plastic shield on and a mask. Folks, if they told them to wear 20 masks, these useful idiots would wear 20 masks. So what do? I call up my wife and I say, wife, I said, I can't do this. We're not doing this. Me and my son are not doing this. And she asked me what was going on, and I told her what they had just said about people that don't wear the mask are going to be criminally charged, which, again, there's no law that they can enforce, for the record. And so my wife canceled it, and me and my son drove back home an hour and a half from the airport. And I called up the guy, and I said, listen, I know, you know, this meant more to me to be there just for you than anything else. As a matter of fact, I was going out there because I knew how much time you put into it. It's not about me going out there and getting an award or getting an accolade because I'm not that guy. It was just to go out there and support him. But apparently there's a lot of people there, so everything worked out great. And when I called him and told him what was going on, and I told him I'm so sorry that I'm not coming because I'm not going to comply with this tyranny, he said this. He said, I'm proud of you, man. He said, I'd rather have you do that than show up with a seared conscience. And folks, that's exactly what this comes down to. So when going back to this lady behind the counter at American Airlines this morning, she had said criminally charged a new federal law. And this is the first day, which I thought was ironic, the first day that everybody has to wear one. The first thing we did is we got out in the car and we started checking around for the federal law. Okay. Well, listen to this. This is Forbes magazine. No longer constrained. The CDC. The CDC is no longer constrained by Trump. The CDC issues orders that make not wearing a mask on public transportation a federal crime. Whoa, wait a second. The CDC, no longer constrained by Trump, issues orders that makes not wearing a mask on public transportation a federal crime. This reminds me in Michigan when the Supreme Court stood up not once but twice and reminded the people in Michigan that what Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that exceptional Jezebelian devil in Michigan, when they stood up and told the people in Michigan that she does not have the constitutional authority to shut down a business, to shut down a church, to force people into wearing masks. Because if they don't, she said, don't let them buy or sell, right? Revelations 13:17. Put it up against scripture, friends. Not once the Supreme Court came in, but twice, and reminded the people in the state of Michigan that she doesn't have the authority to do it. But if you go into Michigan, friends, you're going to find a lot of people going along with what she doesn't have the authority to do. What happened? Well, that Friday, she was dethroned by the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan. By the next weekend, of course, they put her in the victim position, and they had to find some bad guys and paint the picture. It's amazing how politicians, when they want their guy, they got him just instantaneously. But when 330 million people want corruption dealt with in Washington, D.C., federal government and state government, it's interesting how many decades it goes on and still justice is not delivered. I'm going to come back and I'm going to make a couple more points on this. But friends, I'm here to tell you today that your Second Amendment is under attack by this new administration. But then again, what did you expect? Gun sales are skyrocketing, by the way.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Rev Billy Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Liberty. I want to finish this point because I was just highlighting the fact that me and my son were going to fly to Texas this morning on a new airlines. We were going to go ahead and test our steel, and we did just that, friends, until we heard them say, we were totally fine all the way in, wrote my letter at the airport, had a cup of coffee at the airport. Everything was fantastic. And all of a sudden, here comes one of these counter help ladies, and she got a mask all over her face, a big diaper on her face. And she says, you have to wear these. Today's the first day that the federal government's basically mandating this now. Well, that's not what it says. But again, friends, people aren't checking the law. They're just going along because they don't want to stir things up, as they say. You know, I want to tell you this. If you don't stir things up, you don't deserve the freedoms that you have. Because if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And there's not a better time than to trouble the present than right now. It's time to do what we're supposed to do. The Bible says we're supposed to redeem the times. The right time to do the right thing is right now, not tomorrow, not next week, to see how much more they're going to go ahead and steal away from us, friends. And first and foremost, you need to understand the government has zero rights stripping us of our God-given rights. Okay? They came from God. We don't receive privileges from the state, but this is what they want you to believe. Okay? I was just sharing with you as to what took place in Michigan. You have the Supreme Court stood up not once but twice and told the people in the state of Michigan, this is happening all over the country, by the way, told the people in the state of Michigan that Governor Whitmer, that exceptional Jezebel, she's a devil is what she is, friends, put that up against John 8:44, there's no truth in her. They told the people in Michigan she does not have the authority to do the things that she's doing, not once but twice. The very next weekend, the following weekend, what happened? The health department in the state of Michigan came into play and wanted the people in the state of Michigan to believe that they had the authority that the governor didn't have. I'm not making this up. Matter of fact, this is exactly what you're seeing happening today in America. The CDC, no longer constrained by Trump, issues orders that make not wearing a mask on public transportation a federal crime. There is no law. And I want you to keep in mind this too, my friends. The federal government is a creature of the states. Okay? The states are not the creature of the federal government. And we're talking about a limited government that's acting way outside of their scope of authority. I want you to listen to this. This is from Forbes. This is the headline, friends. CDC, no longer constrained by Trump, issues order that makes not wearing a mask on public transportation a federal crime. Listen carefully. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, no longer restricted by the Trump administration. Wait a second. We're ruled by law, not by party affiliation. Do you understand the danger of what's going on here? No longer restricted by the Trump administration? Wait a second. It doesn't matter if the devil's in office. We're still ruled by law in this country. So where they're coming across saying that they're no longer restricted, I'm trying to figure out where that comes from. But then again, these people, the way that they operate, their best friends are the ignorance of the American people. That's who their best friend is. That's how they do what they do. It's ignorance. The ignorance of the American people is their best friend. But listen carefully. They issued an extensive federal public health order late Friday requiring, notice the word require, okay? Here's the word play, okay? The word means in Webster's 1828 is to ask as a favor, to request. It's not a law. It's required. They're requiring. They're asking you as a favor to basically fall in line with their unconstitutional edicts. They don't have any friends. But if you don't wear a mask over your mouth and nose on nearly all forms of public transportation and private ride-sharing services, listen, private ride-sharing services, and make refusal to wear a face covering is a violation of federal law. Americans, I told you it was going to come to this. You give them an inch, they'll take you a mile. But I'm here to remind you again that I make reference to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitutional, the U.S. Constitution, and I'm here to tell you right now, they don't have the lawful authority to do it. But they're doing it because the people don't take the time to know the difference, okay? Key facts. The order which takes effect on Tuesday requires a mask be worn by all travelers on planes, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. I didn't know that they owned all that property. They don't. Face coverings are also required at transportation hubs such as airports, bus terminals, train stations, and subway stations. Do you see the forced compliance here? The mandate offers a few exceptions, allowing individuals to lower masks while eating, drinking, or taking medication for brief periods and for communicating with a person who is hearing impaired. Folks, this is craziness. The order will be enforced by the Transportation Security Administration. By the way, airports are not required by law to have the TSA there. Second of all, the TSA has no constitutional authority whatsoever to search your bags, to put their hands on you, to put you through a radar detector concerning what may be on your person. This is all a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But after September 11, 2001, ignorant Americans said, oh, I feel safer. Have you seen the crimes of the TSA Americans? Oh my goodness. Drug trafficking, child pedophilia, child trafficking, theft. The list goes on. Okay? While the CDC reserves the right, now what they're saying is they inherently received the earth as theirs, right? And it's their privilege to give out privileges as to whom they so desire to give them to. This is exactly the wordplay here. Well, the CDC reserves the right to enforce through criminal penalties. Civil penalties such as fines are far more likely. Why? Because there is no law. And if there is no law, guess what, friends? There is no transgression. See? Folks, when you get pulled over by a police officer, the first thing that he is by law to show you is the law that you transgressed. What happens if there isn't a law? Well, he has no business pulling you over. There's nothing that he can enforce against something that he claims that you did, but he can't prove it. And if he can't prove it, guess what? It's null and void. Guess what, friends? I'm here to tell you what they're doing is null and void. And you better get your game on, America, because they're stripping away your rights little by little, incrementally, through this siege. And again, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. I told you this is exactly what they were going to do, and it's exactly what they're going to do. And they're going to keep pushing the envelope, friends. They're already talking about if you're going to fly internationally, if you're going to take cruises, so on and so forth. They're talking about mandated vaccinations. You better know where this is going to, friends, because they are corralling you right into vaccinations. And then what they're going to come in and say, they'll say, well, if you got your vaccinations, you don't have to wear the mask anymore. You see how this works? And I want to make sure, people, you understand that I again, am not talking to a third world country. I'm talking to you, America. This is you. And the world's waiting for you to wake up and to respond lawfully to what's going on here. Because this is ridiculous. Your First Amendment's under attack. Your Second Amendment's under attack. Your Fourth Amendment's under attack. Your 14th Amendment's under attack. You know, these people, friends, you got to understand, they're just bent set on tearing down the U.S. Constitution and in attempting to recreate it in their global image. That's what they're doing. Anyways, without belaboring that point, why don't we get over to this point? New administration attacks Second Amendment, gun sales skyrocket. In case you didn't hear that, gun sales are skyrocketing. Gun sales are skyrocketing. Oh, can I just pull back just for a moment? Just rewind one more time. I just want you to hear this one more time, okay, friends? Let me go back to my point that I was just making a couple minutes ago. You know that I've shared on this show that masks have little tags on them. They have black box warnings on the back of the masks telling you that they do not prevent COVID-19 or other viruses. That's exactly what it says right on the back of the mask. Why are they trying to convince you that they're being used to stop viruses or COVID-19? It's nothing to do with the mask, friends. It just has everything in the world to do with compliance. They just want to see if you're going to pretend with them. Because if you pretend with them, then they're going to take you to the next level. And that's exactly where they're going right now. Is they're going to take you to the next level. Now they're saying it's a criminal, a violation if you don't wear a mask going through transportation, regardless if it's a bus or it's a plane or it's a train or it's a cab, as if to suggest they have the power and authority to do that, friends. And the only way that they're going to come through and do it, friends, is they're going to go ahead and test their steel as they test your steel. This all stops, Americans, when you put a stop to it, because nobody's going to put a stop to it for you. You know what this is premised on. You know what this is based on. And the fact of the matter is, when it comes to the burden of proof, they have nothing that they can prove. Conjecture, friends, lies, contradictions, contrasts. Folks, confusion. Daniel 9:7, check it out. We're going to come back. We're going to hit the main topic, friends. New administration's attacking the Second Amendment, and at the same time, gun sales are skyrocketing. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two FBI agents are dead in a shootout after serving a warrant in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Three other agents are injured and two are in stable condition at the hospital. The suspect is also dead. President Biden set to issue a number of executive orders on immigration on Tuesday, largely reversing the Trump-era policies. One reportedly ends the so-called Remain in Mexico protocol. Former Acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli reminds everyone,
you know, one of the things they don't note, you in your intro, there was talk about redoing the asylum system for the people who are in the Remain in Mexico program. Career immigration officers have been deciding their immigration cases. These are not decided on by political people.
Cuccinelli speaking on America's Newsroom. This is USA Radio News. Groundhog Day is here. It comes with the annual forecast offered by Punxsutawney Phil.
It's a beautiful morning, this I can see, with all my fans viewing virtually, my faithful followers being safe and secure. Our tradition of Groundhog Day must endure.
Once out, Phil spotted his shadow, and as a tradition goes, that means there'll be six more weeks of winter. The show must go on. At least that's what Major League Baseball says.
The Major League Baseball Players Union has rejected a proposal from the league that would have pushed back opening day, shortened the regular season, and expanded the playoffs. In a statement, the union said its members rejected the offer because it did not guarantee further protections in the event of delays, interruptions, or the cancellation of the season. The union says its players will continue to prepare for spring training to begin on February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out, 13 to 15 articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe there. We'll always be there. By the way, I'm being restricted on social media again. I'm not making this up because we're giving you information they do not want you to hear. And I got to tell you, friends, in all fairness, a lot of this information, it's not like they're hiding any of it from you, okay? But if you want to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, do go over there, subscribe, check out the 13 to 15 articles, and go over to the social media platform, click onto it, and join us on Top Chat. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, same thing over there on the front page, click onto it, join us on Top Chat or the social media platform communication system, correspondence, go ahead and check that out. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, okay? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Article 4, Section 4, on top of the Torah, common law, just so you know. Now, listen, when you look at what's going on here, the new administration attacks Second Amendment. It's not like the last administration didn't attack the Second Amendment, and the administration before that, and the administration before that, and the administration before that. They're all criminal administrations because it's not their job to create disorder. It's to maintain order. It's not their job to encourage sin. It's their job to restrain men from sin, to ensure our rights, not to strip them away from us, okay? It's not their job to condemn the righteous. And it's not their job to justify the wicked. But this is exactly what we're seeing. It's Isaiah 59 on its head in a big way. I just want you to hear this so you understand. Your rights come from God, okay? Your rights come from God. You entrust your said representatives to serve you, we, the people, which is found in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, okay? So our rights come from God. We entrust our said representative with delegated authority, and they are to uphold those laws, period. Remember, they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they'll uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. I just want to make clear that you understand what I'm talking about here, okay? When you look at the U.S. Bill of Rights, you look at the preamble to the Bill of Rights, okay? The first thing it says is that there's an express desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse, misinterpretation of powers, okay? It also tells us that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. Folks, the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people, not the other way around, okay? And then it tells us, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will be best ensure the beneficent ends of the institution. And they're talking of the government, okay? Now, when you look at the well-regulated militia, which is found in the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, keep in mind, 17 to 45 years old, male, you are the militia. You can also put that up against Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. Militia is very constitutional, friends, and the militia works with good government because, again, it's an extension of government to repeal invasion, okay? To repeal invasion or to put down insurrection. That's the purpose of militia. That's not what we're seeing today. In any sense of the word, we see the mainstream media and government, what are they doing? They're browbeating, they're demonizing the militia. Why would they do that? Because it shows you it's a foreign institution that's at work against we the people that are founded upon the U.S. Constitution and the Word of God. Okay? Again, I'm just making clear, and I'm definitely not talking down to you. I just want to make sure before we get onto this next topic, you understand line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what this conversation is all predicated upon. Okay? So, it says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So when we're talking about a new administration that we know is there by voter fraud, okay, and the media wants to play that down as if to suggest there is no such thing as voter fraud, we covered that yesterday, they're insane, but that is the reason they're defined as useful idiots, friends, because they're all just saying, I'm just doing my job by reading and parroting the teleprompter, which is given unto us by the six corporations owned on a global basis that's saying the same thing to the same people that are conveying you. To you, the propaganda that's coming down upon you. Okay? Again, I want you to understand, friends, as to what's going on here. The American people have in their minds that when the Democratic Party is in power, unconstitutional, okay? When they're in power, they're a law unto themselves and they can do whatever they want to do. When the Republicans are in power, they suggest that, well, they're a law unto themselves. Now the Republicans can do whatever they want to do. I want to tell you something, friends. Both sides are wrong. We're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4, not unconstitutional party affiliations. This is for the first-time listener. Now, what I also want to make clear, friends, is that when we look at this new administration that's been called out for crime after crime, who's been a part of criminal administrations, friends, for how long in this country? We've known that this guy has been a scoundrel since the 80s, and now he magically appears in the People's White House. You know, I just got to say this, friends. If anybody listens to this guy, I can't say anything or much surprises me anymore, but this guy has zero credibility. This guy has zero credibility, friends, and what we need to do is, again, get back to the rule of law, because I don't care what administration, Republican or Democratic, that's in power during that particular time. They're both sides are attacking our God-given rights, friends. And I'm talking about the Second Amendment right now. And when we get back to who we are and where we came from, then and only then are we going to understand as to how to bring about the resolve. I want to go to First Samuel 13:22. Listen carefully as to how the people were controlled, okay? If I go to 1 Samuel 13:22, this is what it says. So it came to pass in the day of battle, this is when the children of Israel were being oppressed and controlled by their, guess what, friends? I don't want to say captors, but those that controlled them. Okay? The Philistines. The Philistines ruled the roost, but how did they rule the roost? How did they dictate the lives of the Israelites? This is how they did it. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. But with Saul and with Jonathan, his son, was there found. So in other words, only Saul and Jonathan had weapons. See how they were dictated? See how they were ruled, friends? And it brings back to my aid something Robert Winthrop said. He was Speaker of the House back in the 1800s. He was the one that said either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Well, during this particular time, they chose the bayonet and they got the bayonet until God appointed a day of deliverance. And that's exactly what he did. Well, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. Well, let's go to the New Testament really quick. When we go to the New Testament, Luke 11:21, what does it tell us? When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Common sense comes into play. You see all day long where it says guns are not welcome or they're banned or they're prohibited from this store. Folks, what they're telling robbers is come rob us because we're a disarmed people, right? Common sense, again, comes into play. I remember back in Kennesaw, Georgia, back in 1982, I believe that they made an edict, the city made an edict, and they asked their people to please go out and purchase a weapon and have one in your home. And it was interesting to note that only one crime was committed in 12 years in that little town of Kennesaw, Georgia. The camera crews went to the local prison, which was not too far away from Kennesaw, Georgia, and they asked them, why was it that you always avoided going to Kennesaw, Georgia to do people harm or to steal, kill, or destroy over there like their father, John 10:10? And they said, we didn't go to Kennesaw, Georgia. I got the film, by the way. We didn't go to Kennesaw, Georgia because they were an armed people. Okay, again, this is the mercy of God in the hands of the American people. The 330 million people in this country that own 393.3 million guns, that's what's standing between you and tyranny right now, friends. And don't think for one moment our forefathers gave unto you the right to bear arms because it was just a good idea to go deer hunting and that was the reason you were armed. No. That is the furthest thing from the truth. Our forefathers armed us for the very things that we're dealing with today in America. Let's call it for what it is. Folks, the modern day politicians trying to undo, literally it's like a challenge to them to undo everything that our forefathers established. Literally, this is what they're tearing down. They're tearing down the Constitution little by little. Okay? And they're recreating it in their own ungodly image. Why is this their end aim, friends, to tear down everything our forefathers established? Is because they understood the rule of law makes people free. Okay, now to some people that sounds like an oxymoron, but it's not. If I obey natural laws, I'm free to do what I will according to law. That's not legalism. That's love for your man. That's love for your government, and that's love for mankind, for your brothers and your sisters. Okay, do unto others as you would have them do unto you is the fulfilling of the law. What is the fulfilling of the law? Love. Love is. And again, going back to the law and the prophets, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So when you look at scripture, you can see, friends, that this is all scriptural. And I want to go back to the U.S. Constitution because I've made reference to the Bill of Rights. I've made reference to the Declaration of Independence. And I want you to understand that the king in this country, outside of no king but King Jesus, is the supremacy clause of the United States Constitution. Not your favorite candidate. Okay? The Supremacy Clause of the Constitution of the United States establishes that the Constitution, federal laws, are to be made pursuant to the law. And treaties made under its authority constitute the supreme law of the land and thus takes priority over any conflicting state laws. Did you hear that, friends? They're not a law unto themselves. Article 2, Section 2 is, and we're to maintain that law. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yep. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I've been going all over the boards here with all this information coming in, and I got texts coming in as well. But what I'll do is I'll go ahead and take Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I was thinking when you started talking about the CDC was I was reminiscing back in law class when they were teaching us, you know, about administrative law. And their argument back then was they could violate our constitutional right because they didn't have jurisdiction over just anybody. It was just the agencies that, you know, if a contractor takes a license from them. But you notice how once they start violating the people they do have jurisdiction over, it's never enough. They just keep taking more and more until, you know, like the governor in Michigan, she didn't have the authority to do something, and then they turned around and say the agency has authority to do what an elected governor did.
I want to just hang on a second, Steve. So say that again. So what you're saying is what you caught is the fact that the Michigan governor didn't have the authority to implement her unconstitutional executive orders, but somehow or another, the Department of Health in Michigan came in and picked up where she left off, as if to suggest that the Department of Health has the authority that the governor doesn't. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't think they have that authority.
They don't.
My point is they found a new criminal to commit another crime. They don't. They're no different than a guy on the street breaking the law, and yet it's the guy that's enforcing the law. We're now expecting them to follow the law, and that's not going to happen. A thief's not going to lock himself up in jail because you don't like the thief robbing you. You got to have somebody that's going to actually follow the law and enforce the law. And America's in that trouble because they don't realize that.
Well, and the reason they don't realize that is because, again, let's talk to the responsible party here. They haven't taken the time to actually dig into the U.S. Constitution out of gratitude to know for themselves as to what government can do and cannot do, not realizing that it's an extension of they themselves and we the people. The Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And if the people don't know that, then they're going to let these corrupt politicians do the things that they're doing. And I've said it so many times, and it's Edmund Burke that was responsible for coining the phrase, Steve, but he's the one that said, listen, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly, my friends, what they're doing right now. They do not have the constitutional authority to implement the things that they're implementing. And Steve, I want to say one more thing, and I'll give you the final word here. I just seen a meme today. It says, you'll never find justice in a country where criminals make the rules.
Yeah,
that's exactly what's happening.
It.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm proud of you too for not standing down today. But you know what I found is the longer guys like you and me live like that, I would have had the hardest time to put the mask on. I can't give away what I served 8 years for that in the military. I can't any longer do it.
Yep, that's right.
It would have been harder. It would have been harder to obey them. But we keep trying to put groups together and get other people to be involved in self government, and getting people to do anything other than pick a new master, they don't seem to want to do.
Yeah, that's right. You know, what's interesting is when you look at this whole thing, it's irrational. This is all coming down on the people. Again, another form of judgment from God, no question about it. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, just to name a couple of them. It's arbitrary. It's acting at will, at whim. It's doing what it wants to do. And what does it breed? Confusion. And when you look at Daniel 9:7, the Bible says Daniel was praying confusion to face. Why? Because they trespassed against the Lord. And it's interesting, everybody's confused. There's so many people in the country today that are totally confused. Well, you know what? Knowledge, with knowledge comes a sound mind, and wisdom, a sound mind, and sound means without error. And if we're studied up on the Word and studied up on the Constitution, I'm not confused. I'm not cloudy about what's going on. I see exactly what's going on, and a straight stick always does that in showing forth the deviation of a crooked stick. But you can't tell when the stick is crooked until you first know the straight one, and therein lies the problem. But again, the resolve is found in the American people getting educated and standing up to what's going on here and laying the burden of proof on these said representatives, friends, because there's nothing they can prove when it comes to law as to what they're requiring you to do.
Well, and the people that I work with in the medical community, you start telling them, well, remember what it says on the box? I mean, this is our safety equipment, and they're telling us our safety equipment does things that it don't do. Are you going to tell a cop to wear a cashmere sweater for a bulletproof vest? I mean, my math says it won't stop viruses.
Yeah.
Sending me into an ambulance with and telling me to put it on to stop viruses is no different than if they told a cop that his vest, his jacket would not work as a bulletproof vest. It's insulting. And yet you ask the other people that are involved in that, and you say, well, doesn't that teach us to show disrespect for our safety equipment? Isn't that a dangerous behavior to start teaching people? What happens when we got like a bloodborne pathogen like hepatitis that it's good to wear that mask? Now all of a sudden I've taught disrespect and they don't believe in the thing, and when they need to believe in the thing, then they'll be using it wrong.
That's right. That's right. Steve, again, thank you for the call. I totally appreciate your input. I really do. I want to cover this because tomorrow we're going to do another part to this. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about our forefathers facing off with that of the modern-day politicians. Because, again, as I said, friends, what we're seeing is politicians today, their end aim is to destroy everything that our forefathers bestowed upon us. And that was from the hand of God, for the record, on so many different fronts. But I want to tee this up and ending out this segment, because what we're talking about right now is the new administration attacking the Second Amendment. Folks, this has been going on for a long time, okay? On the other side of the attack, gun sales are skyrocketing right now. They're skyrocketing right now. That's the voice again, friends, that corruption does not want you to hear. Okay? And I want you to check this out because this is the Hill. Okay? Gun sales on the rise amid pandemic uncertainty. See, gun sales are on the rise because people know that this is not a pandemic, but a plandemic, and they know that they're under attack right now. Okay? Gun sales on the rise amid pandemic uncertainty. Biden's vow for gun reform. Now, keep in mind, Biden is the guy that was called out for treason how many times? Both him and his son. Biden is the guy that's been called out for massive voter fraud. He's just, hey, folks, he's just being used right now. Okay? He's just the point man right now who has no credibility whatsoever. Okay? But again, what are the people doing in response to what they're seeing happen right now, friends? Gun sales are skyrocketing. Gun sales are on the rise across the United States, with some experts predicting that gun reform policies championed by the Biden administration, as well as the continuing uncertainty around the pandemic, will keep gun sales high in 2021. A record number of background checks were performed in the past year. Now, according to the mainstream media, friends, okay? According to data released by the FBI, reaching over 39.6 million background checks for firearms in 2020 alone. Why? That's the voice they don't want you to hear. They don't want you to know that people are awake to what's going on. Okay? And again, this is between you and the Lord. This isn't between you and the bad guys right now, but that's what it's going to come to if the American people don't respond to the Lord. Acts 20, verse 21. Just think about that, 39.6 million background checks for firearms in 2020. Why? Well, and while there's no official data on exactly how many guns are sold in the U.S., background checks serve as a good proxy, according to Adam Winkler, author of the book Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America. We have rights, not privileges. Experts attribute the demand to fear and uncertainty that was sparked by the coronavirus pandemic. Well, I don't necessarily believe it's just because of the coronavirus. I believe it's the men that came forth and began to push their propaganda on the people by force. And they seen that their businesses were being shut down. Their churches were being shut down. Their kids couldn't go to school anymore. Again, folks, the only reason they did this is because the people let them do it. The only reason they did this is because the people let them do it. Now, listen, I'm a preacher first and foremost, and it's my job to lay the responsibility at the feet of the responsible. And that's what I'm doing here. Because in America, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. And again, in end, we're going to have a part two on this. And what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, friends, is forefathers face off with the modern politicians. Talk to you then.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.